Hello everyone. Today we have Manvi Grover with us, and I'm going to interview her on the topic of confidence, emotional wellness, and all the crazy magic she does with her clients. So I'll let you introduce Manvi.
Thank you, Dipanshu, for inviting me to this interview. Hi, everyone. I'm Manvi, and I've been working as a life coach for almost 2 years now. I help my clients master their confidence and emotional wellness. And so far, in the 2 years of my work, I've helped over 100 professionals work on their confidence and emotional wellness. My clientele includes people from age 22 to 70. I've helped CEOs, CXOs, managers, lawyers, entry-level professionals, homemakers work on their confidence and emotions. And I hope that if you're watching this, I hope we do get a chance to work together.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction. And I must say that's a impressive work experience you have had working with so many people with such a diverse age group, right? And I want to know what's the common misconceptions you have seen people having about emotional wellness, about confidence. So tell me the top ones that you have noticed.
Okay. So something that I've noticed about confidence is that people believe that confidence is innate. It's something that they are born with, but that's not true. Confidence can be easily cultivated through self-awareness and taking action. So that's the number one misconception that I've seen, that confidence is innate. Second thing is that confidence is static. Like once you become confident, that's it, you're done. You're confident for life. But that's not how it is. It fluctuates. It depends on your circumstances, the mindset that you're in, the experiences that you have, the challenges that you're facing. So confidence is not static. Something else that I've seen is people believe that confidence is the absence of fear and insecurities. Like if I'm confident, I cannot feel any fear or I cannot be insecure. But actually, the truth is that you can feel confident and insecure at the same time. Both these feelings can coexist. Something else that I've seen is another misconception about emotions is that emotions are good or bad, and I'm not supposed to feel the bad emotions. Anger, not supposed to feel. Guilt, shame, regret, I'm not supposed to feel. But actually, emotions are just emotions. We don't have to categorize them into good or bad. So I think these are the four most common misconceptions that I've seen among my clients, and this is what I help them break.
And very briefly, thank you so much for answering that. Very briefly, what's been your experience around this? Sounds like you have had personal experience with all of or some of these as well, right?
100%.
Tell me more about that.
I'll share a personal experience here. I used to believe that I need to feel a certain way. If I'm feeling sad or if I'm feeling rejected, if I'm feeling ashamed, I used to intellectualize my emotions and tell myself, no, this is not how I'm supposed to feel. I'm always supposed to feel calm and positive. And if I'm not feeling positive, then how am I going to keep going? If I don't motivate myself, then I'm gonna become complacent and I may never feel motivated to do my work again. But after I worked with my coach and my therapist, I realized that it doesn't matter what I think or what I make myself believe. I'm naturally very driven, irrespective of how I'm feeling. I can feel extremely angry. I can feel extremely rejected. I can feel extremely insignificant. And I can feel extremely helpless and still do what is needed to be done. I can feel extremely nervous and still do what is needed to be done. I don't have to motivate myself and try to make myself feel positive to do the work. I can do it naturally. And I've seen this with a lot of my clients. I've helped them realize this, and they have felt it too. That
Yeah.
they don't have to motivate themselves. I
I
always
want
feel
to,
positive.
share the same thing. Thank you for bringing that up because ditto, same, I've experienced that where I learned somewhere that maybe only if I keep myself motivated enough, I'll not fall into depression again, or I'll not have anxiety again. That doesn't work that way, right? It took me some time to realize that. So thank you for bringing that up. And as you were saying, telling that this is one of the things that your clients have realized working with you. What's been one of the most common activities that you do with your clients that help them with their confidence and emotional wellness?
Okay, so usually what I do is I don't have a structure like that. I mostly get them to come in a one-on-one setting and I ask them intuitive questions and I help them find their confidence through that. But if I were to give one exercise which has tremendously helped my clients and even me, it would be to keep reminders of my beauty glows. Keep reminders of your beauty glows. Because we think almost 60,000 thoughts per day, and it's so easy to forget the gifts that we have. So I make sure that whenever I've had a win or whenever I've had a good experience, I note it down. I note down the things about myself that are my gifts. For example, the way I perceive things, the way I treat people. There was a time when I was extremely angry, but I didn't show it. I was angry, but I still acted very gently. The way I responded was very gentle, and that was a win for me. So I wrote it down. And I tell my clients to write down 100 things about themselves that they think that they believe are gifts, that are their gifts. So I think this exercise will help anybody. Keep reminders of your beauty very, very close because your brain will forget. And it's very easy to pick it up and just see how beautiful you are and how talented you are and how gifted you are than to ask your brain for that information.
That's so beautiful. And I want to just take a moment to acknowledge and recognize and reiterate this. I do that with a lot of my clients as well. Write down 100 reasons why you are the best person alive, or like something like that, Or I do that with coaches, like write down 100 reasons why you are the best coach in the world. Amazing activity, 100% of the times it works, all the times. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And something I realized, so I also work in and around people's emotions and confidence and healing. It's always almost funny. Like I stop myself from laughing whenever a new person comes into my ecosystem who has never done any work. So one of the first things they tell me is, I just always want to feel happy. Like that's one of the misconceptions that I have seen around emotions. So I want to ask you, Manvi, what does emotions, emotional regulation, emotional healing, what does all of this mean to you? And what's the most common journey that you have seen people been on when they're working on their emotions?
I too have had clients. In fact, there was a client who came and told me that I don't want to ever feel my emotions. Tell me how to avoid it at any cost. So I also have had people like that. And I'll tell you what emotional regulation doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that you're always calm. It doesn't mean that you will, be stoic, monk-like, that you'll never cry, that you'll be able to keep aside your emotions and do things practically, deal with logic. That's not what emotional regulation is. Because if you do that, what you're actually doing is you are avoiding feeling your emotions, and that will just create more and more anxiety in your body. And so that's what emotional regulation is not. Now I'll tell you what emotional regulation is. It is to be able to feel all the emotions. The pleasant ones, the unpleasant ones, and still be able to choose how you want to react to the situation and to that emotion. You can feel nervous, you can feel extremely anxious, you can feel extremely scared, and still do what needs to be done. if you're able to do this, you have a big, you know how what they say, emotional EQ, emotional intelligence. This is what emotional intelligence is, I believe. Because you can never, you don't have control over how you feel. You will never have control, and there will be situations which will trigger you, which will change the way you're feeling. You might be having an extremely good day, and something will happen in the night, and it'll just ruin everything. That happens. You can't control how you feel. But what you can control is feel what you're feeling and still do what needs to be done. Still react in a way that is right, that is healthy.
That's so, that feels so right, what you're saying, right? Feel what you're feeling and do the thing anyway.
Yeah.
How do we feel the feelings? How do we process and regulate like all the turbulence? So some people have like one emotion at a time, like I'm
Yeah.
feeling very happy right now, I'm feeling very connected. But a lot of times we are feeling like 10 different things. We're feeling sick, mad, angry, disgusted, betrayed, depressed, so many things at a time, right? How do we process, regulate our emotions better?
Okay. So first thing, we don't have to always sit and process and regulate all the emotions. This is also a very popular thing that's going on Instagram Reels, that you always have to sit with your emotions, feel, 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 feel. That's not how it is. It's not wrong for you to seek comfort if you are feeling out of sorts. It's okay. I believe it comes, I'd like to take this in 2 points. One is, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling anger, or disgusted or whatever, it's important for you to release it from the body. And people do it in a lot of ways. Some people cry, some people talk to their friends, families, some people paint, some dance, some sing, some hit the gym, some go for a run. So all of these are some journal, some write, some send voice notes to themselves. All of this is a beautiful way to, take it out of your system, express what you're feeling, and then feel calm and composed, feel light. This is okay. Another thing is that if something has triggered you, let's say you're sitting in a meeting with your friends and someone has commented on the way you look. Aise joke joke mein, someone has passed a comment on the way you look and something triggered, like it triggered you. That's the time you need to sit with your emotion and allow yourself to feel that trigger, because there is something deeper there. You may find out that how much you've shamed yourself for the way you look, or how someone else shamed you for the way you look, and you've carried that your entire life. You've carried that shame your entire life. You will find out something deeper. So I believe that whenever something is triggering you, whenever you feel triggered, it's important to allow ourselves to feel that discomfort. Only then we will know what is actually, what's the root cause of it? What's the deeper issue behind it? And once you've allowed it in your body, once you've labeled it, once you know where it is in your body, you can release it.
That's such a practical, as well as I've had the first-hand experience of that as well. How do we
Yeah.
allow the discomfort, right? How do we
Yeah.
allow the sadness to take over? Thank you so much for sharing the whole process and your experience with us today. Before we go, if somebody who's listening and watching, if they want to work with you, how can they explore working with you?
Reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm available on LinkedIn. Reach out to me. You can DM me or book a discovery call with me. It's free of cost. We will get on a 60-minute call, and that will give me an opportunity to learn more about you, who you are as a person, what are the challenges that you're facing, where can I help you? And if during that call, if I feel like we are a good fit to work together, and if you also feel the same way, then I'm going to give you some homework. And when you do that and get back to me, then we'll explore the possibilities of working together. Not the possibilities, we'll work on, we'll talk about the next steps of working together. So whether or not you want to opt for coaching, book a discovery call with me and let's have a conversation.
Thank you so much for being here, Manvi, and whoever is watching and listening this. I hope you have a great day. I'll see you around soon in the next video.